My guest at this time is Mike Hammond. He's the general counsel at the group Gun Owners of America. You can find them online at gunowners.org. Prior to his time at Gun Owners of America, Mr. Hammond has served in a number of public service functions, including as legislative counsel to three Republican senators, including Jesse Helms, Steve Sims, and Bob Smith. And we obviously want to get his reaction now to what the president outlined on Wednesday as his agenda to reduce gun violence. And Mike, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's two phases to this, of course. That he knows that he has to push through Congress legislatively, and others that he's trying to do through executive order. Let's talk about his legislative priorities first. The president had about three or four major issues that he wanted to push today and plans to push down the line. The first is the issue of universal background checks, and here's a little bit of what the president had to say on that.
First, it's time for Congress to require a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. If you want to buy a gun, whether it's from a licensed dealer or a private seller, you should at least have to show you are not a felon or somebody legally prohibited from buying one. This is common sense.
He says it's common sense, and he says that about a lot of what he's proposing here, Mike. But what's the organization's response to
the call?
I think
there are a couple of points. First of all, the question is legally prohibited from buying one. Who are we talking about here? In 150,000 cases, we're talking about veterans who came back from Baghdad or Kabul, perhaps sought counseling because of a traumatic experience. And as a result, the Veterans Administration appointed a fiduciary to supervise their financial affairs and then sent their name to this secret list in West Virginia, which prohibits people from owning guns. These people didn't do anything wrong. They served our country honorably, and there's no reason why they should lose their constitutional rights because they sought someone to counsel them on something horrific that happened to them there. So the first thing is someone who shouldn't be allowed to own a gun. Well, that's Barack Obama's opinion. I don't think most people feel that people like veterans or police who have had PTSD episodes or firefighters are dishonorable people in the same sense that he does. Secondly, it's increasingly clear to us that the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are using these secret lists to begin to compile the beginnings of a national gun registry. We have, I drafted myself personally the Smith Amendment, which would prohibit them from using the Brady check in order to create a national gun registry. But when senators have recently asked the FBI, how are you complying with the Smith Amendment? How long are you keeping the names? They're told to go take a long walk on a short pier. If, in fact, there is a danger that the Obama administration wants to create this gun registry using this universal check, there is no way in heaven's name that we are going to consider anything like that. And frankly, we know from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, once they have the registry, we know where that leads. Cuomo just got his subservient legislature to give him a registry, and now he's on the front page of the New York Times saying it's time to think about confiscation. So the framework for a national gun registry and national gun confiscation, there is no way we're going along with that. And frankly, my prediction is there's no way Congress is going along.
Mike, let me get to your reaction a couple different ways to one of the statistics the president threw out there, and that's that 40% of gun sales don't go through the background checks. Is that number accurate?
They asked the FBI about that, and basically the FBI said that the gun control advocates, for lack of a better term, just pulled that statistic out of their ear. I mean, they just made the statistic up. No one has any idea how many private sales there are out there, and it is just something that Handgun Control came up with and is trying to make conventional wisdom. But it's a completely fraudulent number.
And do we know what percentage of guns used for violent crime are obtained through means that don't involve background checks? Is there anyone to check that?
We know basically how Adam Lanza obtained his guns through means that don't involve background checks. He stole them. We know that in Tucson and in Aurora and I think in Clackamas, the individuals legally obtained their guns and passed background checks. So the background checks wouldn't have made any difference and didn't make any difference in any of those instances, even if the proposal which he is suggesting were enacted into law. So basically, why is he proposing something which would do nothing about any horrific tragedy in memory? I think the answer is that Barack Obama sees the Second Amendment community as his political opposition, and in the words of Julian Epstein on MSNBC, he wants to, quote, break the back of the gun manufacturing lobby, close quote.
We're talking with Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America, and Mike, as controversial as that provision is, the next one we're going to talk about here, I'm sure, is going to draw even more fire on both sides of the aisle here. And this, of course, is the president's call for a ban on what's known as assault-style weapons, as well as limiting the number of bullets inside a magazine to 10. Here's what he had to say about that today.
Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines. And that's what allowed the gunman in Aurora to shoot 70 people. 70 people, killing 12 in a matter of minutes. Weapons designed for the theater of war have no place in a movie theater.
How will you combat
that
proposal?
That's a lie. I had a, when I was in the military, a weapon designed for the theater of war. It was called an M16 rifle. It was a fully automatic rifle. You can't, unless you get a special license from the FBI, you can't own one of those guns in America. That is an absolute lie. What the AR-15 is a gun which is designed cosmetically to look like a full automatic, but operates nothing like it. Secondly, if Holmes could take one gun with a 30-round clip into the movie theater through the back door in Aurora, he could take seven guns with 10-round clips. And so people like Holmes or Lanza have absolutely no problem switching from one gun to another once their bullets run off. So it would do absolutely no good to impose a magazine ban under any of those circumstances either. The third thing is that Obama, in this case, I think, has dramatically overshot. And I think he has overshot in a way that is going to destroy his entire gun control package. He initially was thinking of simply reviving the 1994 semi-automatic ban that was operative at federal law for 10 years. But lo and behold, turns out Connecticut has that law on the books. Wasn't successful in stopping Lanza because the AR-15 he used didn't have enough cosmetic features to cause it to qualify. So he began adding more guns and more guns and more guns to the guns he wanted to ban. And the people who know what guns are out there tell us that the resultant legislation now will ban probably about 50% of the long guns currently in circulation and about 80% of the handguns in current circulation. I mean, let me state that again. Barack Obama and his proposals would ban most of the guns currently in circulation. And guess what? If you have an AR-16 in your home, you wouldn't be able to keep it unless you went to the FBI, got fingerprinted, got photographed, paid a $200 fee, waited 6 months for an FBI background check, and got a special license from the government. So massive gun bans, massive gun confiscation of most of the guns in existence.
Well, Mike, let's move on to the executive orders now, 23 of them in total, and the reaction to this has ranged anywhere from a yawn to strong concern about some of the provisions behind what seems to be pretty calm language here, but some that stand out that could be interpreted very differently are number 13, for example, maximize enforcement efforts to prevent gun violence and prosecute gun crime. There's a couple in here about encouraging doctors who have psychiatric patients, for example, to ask their patients about guns in the homes and then reporting that a potential threat of violence to law enforcement authorities. What stood out to you in this list?
Well, first of all, it stood out to us that he is remarkably loath to do anything, even if it would be efficacious, to which would irritate Hollywood or the video game industry. Basically, the people who contributed to Barack Obama are safe from regulation. The second thing that occurred to us, and it's because we were very active in terms of Obamacare, is that he appears prepared to violate the law in order, first of all, to use Obamacare to make doctors compilers of a national gun list, and secondly, to have doctors turn in very large numbers of people based on very vague suspicions about what they may or may not do.
And one of the things he said toward the end here definitely made me want to get your reaction to this. We're talking with Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Here's what the president had to say as he claimed to be a respecter of the Second Amendment, but saying that there need to be sensible changes to the law.
I also believe most gun owners agree that we can respect the Second Amendment while keeping an irresponsible, law-breaking few from inflicting harm on a massive scale. I believe most of them agree that if America worked harder to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people, there would be fewer atrocities like the one that occurred in Newtown.
How will you counter that, and what will be your message to lawmakers?
Every liberal loon in existence starts out by reading the talking point about how he respects the Second Amendment on paper before then going on to propose to ban all guns. So I would actually prefer that he not tell us he respects the Second Amendment, because it's pretty clear, I think, to everyone that he has no respect whatsoever for the Second Amendment.
And how will you plan to lobby members of Congress? You certainly have experience on how this works up on the Hill. How will you be involved, and how do you think it'll play out?
I think that we will succeed in stopping all gun control. First of all, I think that his extreme proposals, banning most guns, are so extreme that they will taint his entire package and his motives. We know what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, I want to shoot you through the head, and then negotiate his way down to us pleading with him to just cut off all of our fingers. We've seen the strategy over and over again with respect to the gun control crowd. This time, he has proposed things so extreme, it's not going to work because he has tainted everything he's done.
Mike, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Mike Hammond is general counsel for Gun Owners of America, a legislative counsel to three Republican senators prior to his time at Gun Owners of America. For more information on the group, gunowners.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.